6PR is football.
Well done, Laird. Darling dives to try and smother Card. Nat Nui jumps and marks. Cameron's taken the mark. Jenkins over the top. Jenkins trotting backwards in reverse. Runs into an open goal and it's goodnight, Nurse.
Jenkins sizes them up. A long ball and the Crows will take 4 premiership points out of the West.
Yes, full-time 29-point win to the Crows, 15-15 to the West Coast Eagles, 11-10. Let's go down to the rooms, the West Coast Eagles rooms, and have a listen to Adam Simpson's press conference.
Side 50s in the last quarter. I mean, the stats just blow you away. And there was some small signs on the back of the third quarter, but that game was sort of doing that a little bit. You know, it was a bit of a, a bit of a tough game, but that last quarter, didn't see it coming, and really disappointing.
Disparity in the inside 50 count, was that the midfield just not working hard enough?
Oh, look, we really got to look at it in detail to get to the bottom of it, but it looked like, I'm sure you guys would have seen as well, that we just weren't up for the fight. Just rolled over, so too much to too few. And then, you know, the ball use for us, a lot of it was rebound 50s, which is, you know, it's hard in particular this ground to generate your play from the goal line, the other end. So, yeah, I don't know what our kicking efficiency was in the last quarter, but probably in the low 40% range, you would have thought.
Did it feel like they started to panic coming out of defensive 50 and you lost your structure?
A little bit, yeah. You know, look, you know, when you're... when you're going like we were, I think they kicked 4 in a row and all of a sudden we're 2 goals down. You're trying to generate play and force the issue. And clearly our boys did that. The contest, it looked like just little fumbles here, clearances. I wouldn't call them missed opportunities, forward to centre, because we had 3. And, yeah, we just couldn't get it back in the last 10 minutes and the game was done.
Seems like a weird time for them to roll over. I mean, with everything on the line, Showing a lot of fight up until that point. How does it happen?
Well, I'll look into it, yeah. Yep, I can't give you an excuse or a reason at the moment. So we'll work through it, though. You know, we've got a front up next week and keep riding the wave. You know, it's not great at the moment. I thought last week, you know, was a combative game against a really good side, and we did fight it out. So I know it's there. This is not a consistent thing that happens to us. So I need to take a deep breath on that, but we need to find out what's going on.
What was your approach to the players after the game?
I'm pretty pragmatic on it all. We need to work out. You know, I spoke to some players individually, but, you know, I thought this game was going to be a real big test for us to see where we're at and take away your interstate form, your home form, all that sort of stuff. This was a good team, a really good team, on our home deck, that we were there for 3 quarters, and then in the last quarter we didn't finish it off. And you've got to give a lot of credit to Adelaide. They just, you know, stuck it out. But we started poorly. We lost Butler the last 10 seconds before the bounce. But we responded and rebounded quite well. But just as the game went on, with less and less contributors started to pop up.
Just on that Butler situation, was it a groin that did it?
Yeah. And how I don't think I've ever seen it. Yeah. It was literally 10 seconds before the bounce. I didn't even know you could do it, as in make the change.
Yeah. Did you take us through all that? Like, what happened with, where was Alice at the time?
Hopefully he wasn't getting a hot dog. I don't think he was, he wasn't in his gear. No, because, you know, there's a certain point where you go, well, I think we're going to be okay. So, but he was ready to play, and it took probably 10 minutes to get him on the ground. I think Richmond went through it a few weeks ago as well, so last week. So, yeah, but like I said, after a slow start, I thought we got composed ourselves and we got the game going the way we wanted to play it.
I know you're about to play man on man in the back half, but Betts kicked 5. How big a loss is Butler in that context?
Sorry?
Betts kicked 5, how big a loss is Butler in that context?
Yeah, we had some plans for Betts. A couple didn't work out, but they have 68 inside 50s?
65.
Yeah. So the supply battle was just too we had 35. They have to be our lowest here for a long time. And I think they still went at 40, mid-40s in scoring efficiency. So the supply, eventually things crack.
Consistent footy is your biggest KPI. It appears from the outside, you talk about it a lot. Minus 16 in the second half, and it seems like in the five losses, that's been the biggest indicator. Is that, am I reading that right?
I think every club will have, the contest is important. So the contestable, you break that up a fair bit, and there's a lot of things in there. And within that, there's some things that we've clearly not at our best at the moment. So, and they're just fundamental, there's basic fundamental things. So just taking the ball clean, sticking your head over the ball, yeah, some things like that that we're just going to keep working on. Yeah, yeah, we've got to bounce back. You know, it's as disappointing as I am right now, and the players are as well. There's still a long way to go for the rest of the year.
Adam, how's Nick Natnui pulled up?
I don't know. No, I'm not quite sure. So we've got to keep an eye on that.
Was he close to missing? So how close is he to missing?
I would just have to see how he's travelling at the moment. Yeah, it's tough not to train during the week. So we've got to keep an eye on him.
With the bye coming up pretty soon, do you get tempted by the fact that you can give maybe a week or two off with that bye? For sore guys, potentially?
No. We need to turn up and win. There's no time for rest. If they're not right to play, they won't play. But we don't have the luxury of managing our players at the moment.
Adam, will you read that right? Nick seemed to spend a bit of time off in the second half. Is that fair? Did he spend extra time off?
Not to my knowledge. No. He doesn't play a lot of minutes at the moment, so. No, not to my knowledge.
So you're saying you wouldn't choose to rest him against Brisbane? The only reason he'd miss him was if he wasn't right?
Yeah.
When was the decision made on Eric?
This morning. Yeah, so, he was just crook. Yeah, so there's a bit of a virus getting around at the moment with our players, but, so he was unavailable, and then we lost Butler right before the game, but, yeah, I don't think that had any bearing on the result.
Brass tonight coming in?
Oh, look, I was pretty happy with Brass, yeah, coming in late, and he was under the pump. The last time we played Adelaide, he played as well at Adelaide Oval, and it was a similar type of avalanche at stages, so he's probably happy not to play them next week if he gets a game, but it's hard to judge his game when there was so much supply. But for the most part, I thought he held his own.
Back as well, was that forced by the Butler change, and how did you see that?
A little bit. We had to help our backs early on in particular. It was just moving too quickly. So, and we've been exploring with Hilly down back for a few weeks here and there, and I like what I see. And I thought he contributed pretty well.
Is that expected natural? Yeah. Has he played there much?
I don't think so. Maybe a little bit of the Bulldogs, but not too much with us.
I know you've been asked a lot about home and away. Was today a reflection that's more about your record against the top sides? Or the top
I think
sides?
So. I think tonight's a good indication of where we're at. So we are exactly where we're meant to be right now based on our form. So I'm not sure if we're out of the eight, but we'd be bottom end of the eight. And we think we're better than that. But until we play four quarters and contribute, everyone contributes for the whole game. It's going to be tough, so I'm pretty clear about what we need to do.
Do you feel like you've got any scope? East Perth haven't been travelling great, but no. To make some decisions at the selection time?
Yeah, I think we need to. Yeah. I think we need to.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Adam Simpson's press conference in the wake of a 29-point loss to the Adelaide Crows this evening, 15-15, 105 to 11-10, 76. The other game tonight, it was a victory